KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Thirsty City, a monthly beat and rap night at The Know in Portland. On Saturday, January 27th, Thirsty City hosts the launch party for their new label and cassette release featuring 29 beat instrumentalists from Portland and Munich. The release party also features live sets by Bri Zen, Two North, and more. Again, that's Thirsty City at The Know, 3728 Northeast Sandy Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
February 13th, 1983, KBOO Community Radio held an open house to celebrate moving into a building that we could come to own here at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. Join us Tuesday, February 13th for the 35th anniversary of the open house moving-in party. Food, drinks, tours, and memories will be on hand as we celebrate 35 years in this building and 50 years of KBOO. That's the 35th anniversary open house, Tuesday, February 13th, 5 to 8 p.m., here at your community radio station, KBOO Portland. More information can be found at 50yearsofkboo.fm.
And this is indeed KBOO Portland. It's 10 o'clock in the a.m. It's Friday, and that means it's time for Valley Views. This week is part two of practical and affordable energy saving techniques that will help reduce your carbon footprint. And as usual, we will finish out the hour with flashpoints from KPFA in Berkeley and the Pacifica Radio Network. So let's just get going.
Hi, I'm Dale Holliday coming to you from Corvallis, Oregon in the bountiful Willamette Valley. Welcome to my show, Valley Views, a forum for sharing relevant topics relating to people and issues in the Willamette region. Hi, folks. Join me now for part two of my conversation with Jonathan Carroll. Jonathan will continue his discussion about how he protects the environment while saving money. He'll share YouTube links featuring how he produces his own biodiesel and the mechanics of his composting toilet. I hope you enjoy.
You get around with a car, electric vehicle, you say?
So yeah, so my strategy is to do all my commuting to work by bike or walking, and most local errands.
Yes.
And then for the long haul, use the electric vehicle.
Right.
Now, I have to be honest. The older I get, the more local trips I make with the electric vehicle.
Yes, yes, yes.
I don't know if it's energy level, whatever. It's just being, I'm just trying to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
But that was my strategy.
Yeah.
Local
yeah.
stuff with the bike or walking, long haul with the EV.
Now, I haven't followed this closely. I don't have an EV, but I do remember there were some vehicles where there was a challenge in terms of recharging. There weren't enough recharging stations for, say, a long trip. Okay. And I don't know if maybe that has improved over the years.
Well, here's what's happening. So my first electric vehicle was roughly an 80 to 100 mile range vehicle.
Okay.
That's where that came into play. Because
All right.
you have to charge more often.
Yes.
Now, the current EV I'm driving has a 250 mile range.
Okay.
So, for example, when I used to go to Portland from here, if it was wintertime, I'd stop to charge twice.
Yes.
Each way. Summertime, once.
Twice each way. Okay. Okay.
And summertime, it's more efficient, so I just did once.
Ah.
Now, yesterday I went to Portland. I drove up in my new EV. You know, drove around with my friend, drove home. Didn't have to charge once, and I still have a quarter of a tank, if you will.
Nice.
So the longer range vehicles that are coming out are taking that problem, not away, but reducing it.
Yes. And how do you know where to charge? I mean, I don't look for it because I don't use it, but how do you know?
I use an app called PlugShare.
PlugShare, okay.
And it just shows you where all the chargers are.
Nice, okay.
And a lot of the nav systems in these cars also show you.
So the navigation systems?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Nice one, yeah. Well, I need to ask you, because when we were setting up this interview, you sent me a link, some YouTube reports, features of things you've done over the years. And so, and they were really, really good. I mean, they show you at your home, you can see inside and some of the stuff you're talking about, and also the composting toilet, you have a series on that. And so can you tell us, please, how to find that YouTube story?
Right. Mm-hmm. The reality is there's other Jonathan Carrolls out there. So I think the best yes. way to find it is to go into YouTube and do a search, Jonathan Carroll sustainability, because I tag those with the word sustainability.
Sustainability, okay.
And it should come up.
Okay. And it's Jonathan with, and Carroll is with two L's and two R's?
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
So Jonathan, C-A-R-R-O-L-L.
Yes.
Sustainability.
Yeah.
Okay, and the YouTube. Yeah. And people, I really recommend you check that out, because before I actually met with Jonathan here, I did look at these, and it's really fascinating, and it gives a really great report of what he's been doing. In fact, wasn't it from, it was one of the Northwest TV stations that covered this?
Right, that was during the time when gas prices spiked up.
Mm-hmm.
So they found out that I was making my own biodiesel.
That's right. The biodiesel,
my
yeah.
My transportation has been an evolution, so yeah, I used to make my own biodiesel, so they came to my house. And of course, they saw all this other stuff, so they started asking me questions about that.
Yes, very good.
So. Mm-hmm.
And some minutes ago, you mentioned the rain barrels, and maybe we could talk about that a little bit, because I have used rain barrels. When I lived in Olympia, there was this wonderful program where they were, you could buy them, but it was at a fraction of the cost. I think it was like $6 a barrel or something. Mm-hmm. And so I had some of those set up. Do you want to talk about that
a
little bit?
Sure. Mm-hmm. I came to the realization that I didn't want to ingest fluoride as much as possible. And we have fluoridated water.
Yes, we do. Yes.
I could filter out chlorine, and I always have, but not the fluoride.
Right.
So I decided to start collecting rainwater in these big cisterns.
Mm-hmm.
And I filter it through a gravity feed filter. Mm-hmm. I just fill it every morning, and that's my water for cooking and drinking.
Mm.
And so there's no chlorine, and there's no fluoride.
Nice.
I also water plants with it.
Uh-huh.
Inside, not my whole garden.
Right.
I don't collect enough for that.
Right.
But, I had a 50-gallon rain barrel in the back that I've had ever since I had the house, which was very educational, because you come to a realization of how much water is depleted when you're doing things like watering. It goes very
right,
fast.
Right. Yeah. That's a good indicator, because it's you see it coming out of a closed system instead of just,
right.
Yeah.
And water is my most expensive utility as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to ease that a little.
Yeah. And and water should have a price. I know we really don't get it here. Well, some people do, obviously. But water, we turn on our taps, and there's potable water.
Yeah.
For most people in this country. Some communities don't have that.
Right.
But it's really not... I think it's lost on people how precious water is.
Yeah.
And even in a place where it rains a lot, like in the Northwest, you can't be assured of having a supply of water
right.
all the time. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Right. And the composting toilet helps that a lot, too.
Yeah,
yeah. It's using very little water.
Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And just for reference, I live right near the waste treatment plant.
Okay.
And I've gone on tours of it. And it's very progressive.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is they use gobs of energy and chemicals to make the waste relatively benign.
Mm-hmm.
And they haul solids off to the dump, and they dump warm water into the river.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to get away from that.
Yeah.
And so I built a composting toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The only water it uses is it's a bucket system, so I have to wash the buckets when I dump them into a compost pile.
Mm-hmm.
And the only water I use is the rainwater that I capture.
Mm-hmm.
So,
very good. Yeah. And that, you give a walkthrough of all that too on the YouTube.
I do.
Right.
I
yes.
Do.
Beautiful.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I've been doing that for 20 years and it's been great. So.
Nice. Okay. Nice. And you did tell me, you shared with me before we started, that you do give some lectures at OSU from time to time.
Yeah, that's one of the most gratifying things I do, because mm-hmm. I'm speaking to a demographic, you know, these young adults who are about to go into the world and make all these decisions.
Yes.
What size house to buy? How close is it going to be to where I work? Mm-hmm. Do I want south orientation so I can do solar? You know, I get all these seeds planted in their
heads. Yes, yes, thinking about it, yes.
And it's been so gratifying because every once in a while, somebody will come up to me. I work at the co-op, and they'll say, hey, I saw your talk in my class 8 years ago or whatever.
Isn't that wonderful?
I want to let you know I did this or mm-hmm. I did that. And it's...
That's gratifying.
Oh, it's serious.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's really very cool. Yeah. Well, great. You know, our time has run out, more or less. And I know there's so many more things we could talk about. Maybe we could at some point.
Be happy to.
But I wanted to thank you for coming today and sharing your knowledge of... saving energy and how you've actually walked that walk. And it's just been a very interesting topic. And I hope folks have learned. And feel free to contact me through the station if you have any more questions, or certainly look at Jonathan's YouTube site. Thanks for coming, Jonathan.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to Valley Views. I'm your host, Dale Holliday, and I'd love to hear from you. Comments, questions, ideas for future topics, or other matters you would like explored. Email me at valleyviews@kbu.org. That's ValleyViews at kbu.org. Special thanks to Chad Howard from Corvallis Access Media for his technical assistance and support. I look forward to being with you again next time. And remember, as Doctor Who once said, I'm not in charge, but I'm full of ideas. Bye.